Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. I'm sure you guys have gotten email and mail in the fundraising email and mail. And if you'll notice, no matter which side it is, there's always a lot of deadlines in political fundraising. Most mean nothing. And most amount to nothing. They are created to give you this false sense of urgency to get the gullible to give their money. Like, our mid-month deadline is approaching and we were 12 donations short of our goal. Won't you please help? Yet other deadlines are real, at least in the sense that they're actual deadlines where something is expected of the campaign in a legal sense. And the end of the quarter is one such goal. Every 4 months, campaigns have to report to the Federal Elections Commission how much money they've raised and from where. The deadline and that number is meaningless in that the campaign will continue the next day no matter what. There is not official amount of money that must be raised in a quarter to keep running. That having been said, if a campaign does show a particularly bad number, the odds of dropping out increase, as others will undoubtedly have a larger war chest. Because people see this. It's a trend. It's almost like watching the stock market when the trends start. What's funny is that holds, you know, what it holds for individual candidates, people you've never heard or barely heard of. And Kamala Harris in 2020 when fundraising dried up a month before the Iowa caucuses, despite having glowing press dumped all over her. But it doesn't apply to incumbents or parties. Incumbents and parties aren't going to quit because they didn't reach some arbitrary fundraising goal. They're just going to plow on because they are incumbents and parties. But they do use these deadlines to motivate the fence-sitter donors. Which brings us back to Prime Minister Pelosi. She knows this game. Having been in politics since the earth cooled, Nancy has likely raised more money than her $300 million net worth, curiously amassed while a public servant. She not only knows how the game is played, she helped create the game. On one Saturday, there's an email from her under the subject line, "My final ask." And it reads, "I hate to ask to bother you again, but I need one last push of help from my strongest supporters. I'm hoping for just one more gift from your area before midnight to hit my end-of-month goal. If we can blow our end-of-month goal out of the water, we'll hit the numbers we need to hold the House. Break this tie and make sure Trump never runs for president." Now, a lot of people in San Francisco have never given her a dime. I never would give her a dime. But what tie is she talking about? She's not raising money for the Senate. And that was the entire text of the pitch. Lazy, even by lazy Democrat standards. Just give me money so I can do stuff. Now, that email, which was her quote-unquote final ask, came in at 5:07 p.m. At 10:16 p.m., because she's a lying fraud, Nancy Pelosi sent out another email. This one more desperate. Begging, even. I hate to interrupt your evening, so I'll keep this short and sweet. My House Democrats are still 25,000 short of my must-hit goal. And these are just 2 hours left before one of my most important deadlines of the entire year. And I'm asking for your $3 before time runs out to close the gap and defend our House majority. Again, with the most important deadline ever garbage, which had passed already 6 hours before, or 5 hours before this. Meaningless. Please, she continues, can you chip in to protect our House majority at the link below? It's all on the line. Well, if it's all on the line. But, I mean, they're not even trying anymore. They toss a focus grouped word salad, like deadline, important, only you can make the difference, please help, just a couple of dollars, and use Trump and Republicans as the dressing. Who's eating this nonsense? Turns out a lot of people, fewer than those who used to, Democrats are just are pulling just this side of a sharp stick in the eye as far as their popularity goes. But it's still enough to do serious damage to the country if the Republicans mess up or don't show up in November. I remember when I was a kid, and I jumped from the farm leagues to the little league, and I was a catcher. And one of my hallmarks as a catcher was my throw to second. Because we had steal bases back in those days. Back in those days, we actually pitched to each other, too. So I got up there, and when the new guys came on the team, as the old guys left the team, and I was still somewhat of a, you know, this was my sophomore year. I didn't even play a full year before that. One of my teammates decided to try to steal second on me. And everybody was like, throw it down, throw it down. And I watched him, and I was like, he's not moving very fast. And I sort of laughed about it. And then I waited to throw it down. And then, of course, I missed him. I missed the opportunity because I thought it was a slam dunk. Never did it again. From then on, I started working on my release as soon as I saw them moving, it was going down. And the pitcher better get out of my way. I had believed my own poles. I had an arm. I had a cannon. My cannon could shoot down anybody. That was all just a bunch of hype. It's all about timing, and it's all about doing things to as fast and as often as you see it, the need to. It's about getting this down and not giving them a chance. And if the polls are telling you that this is in the bag, well, let that give you some confidence and then show up anyway. Don't believe the hype. Republicans not only need to win, we need to win by a lot. And this would be a twofer. It would not only send a message to the Democrats, it would send a message to the squishy Republicans that they better do what they campaigned on or we're going to come for them next. We'll do it in the middle of their term. No amount of pathetic fundraising emails from them will save their butts if they do. That's my biggest problem, though, with politics today, organizations. I mean, I still get emails from various organizations telling me about these M1 Garands that we left in Korea. And if I would just get $5, they would make sure they'll come back. That's from the Obama era, just by the way. And I'm not making that up. I still get emails about that, which I pay as much attention to as I did the last time I got them. So, you got to show up, and you got to vote. And don't worry about fundraising, that kind of stuff, because fundraising is only doing two things. It's paying for campaigns, and it's buying radio advertising, TV advertising. That's all it's buying. Money means nothing. It's all about the turnout. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Monster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Right now, within the right, you know, the conservatives, Republicans, there's a factional introspection going on. What are we going to be? And it's sort of easy to forget that the opponents in the culture war aren't a monolith either. And it seems like the cathedral pushes our society to the left via a unified front. The problem is that the progressive coalition and their unity is not just unsustainable, it's artificial. They are quite the, shall we say, they're bizarre. Their coalition is a bizarre one. But it is undeniably impressive. It would appear they've learned how to apply the Saul Alinsky-esque tactics to community organizing across rather than just within communities. How else can you explain the puzzling composition of the coalition? And take for a moment and consider just how divergent the interests and identities of so many of the Democratic Party supporters truly are. What example, or what, for example, do the drug-addled Antifa of Seattle, the residents of CHOP, have in common with old money East Coast leftists with summer homes in Nantucket? What do the technocratic middle managers in the hills of Palo Alto share with illegal immigrants on the other side of Silicon Valley? What does your average attendee of the Women's March share with an H-1B recipient from China or India? And what do either have in common with a hardcore Black Lives Matter activists? And maybe more glaring than the rest, what is it exactly that a transgender activist in San Francisco and a traditional Muslim can bond over? Is the progressive mythos of global citizenry really that binding? And the reality that this coalition is maintained while left-wing messaging amplifies, not downplays the role of identity, makes it all the more intriguing. Because unifying this block is no small feat. So when you try to figure out how they've effectively bound together in a coalition of desperate interests, it is vastly more useful to try to examine what they oppose rather than the policies they support. And it's much easier, too, because trying to find out what policies they all support is nearly impossible. Now, you would think that natural political discord would occur between those who want to eat the rich and the rich themselves, or between those who abide by a patriarchal sexual ethic and a movement that endured a collective aneurysm when Florida told them that teachers couldn't talk about sexuality with elementary schoolers. The natural splintering of this left-wing coalition is displayed through what the French philosopher René Girard referred to as the scapegoat mechanism. Through the scapegoat mechanism, internal social conflict between groups or individuals can be deferred by identifying a villain, the scapegoat. The scapegoat is held responsible by the conflicting parties who mutually, although not always consciously, cast the blame on those who simultaneously fulfill the role of the victim and the villain. The scapegoat cannot be regarded as a guiltless Christ figure who dies with the sins of its sacrificers. Instead, it's identified as the very source of the sin, the inciter of the conflict. And accordingly, overcoming the scapegoat is naturally regarded as a necessary prerequisite to this avoidance of conflict. So the Internet Encyclopedia of Philosophy explains, the victim must be thought of as a monstrous creature that transgressed some prohibition and deserved to be punished. In such a manner, the community deceives itself into believing that the victim is the culprit of the communal crisis, and that the elimination of the victim will eventually restore peace. Now, if you want to look for the scapegoats of the woke regime, that's not that difficult. Simply observe the cultural messaging from any of the institutions that are owned and operated by the progressive left. The regime media and their allies throughout much of the government, academia, the nonprofit complex offer frequent reminders of who you are supposed to disdain. Masculine men are turned into scapegoats when they're dubbed toxic, sexist enforcers of patriarchy. Christians similarly face accusations of oppressing women and those who are LGBT. White people are approved targets, though to be inherently racist and privileged simultaneously, the beneficiaries and the managers of an intangible but ever-present system of oppression. Even stable nuclear families are to be viewed with skepticism, either for perpetuating gender roles or shredding the environment by daring to have kids. The terms for the regime scapegoats are many. But, you know, Hillary put it best, the deplorables. Hostility for the deplorables, the sexists, the racists, the rednecks, the retrogrades, the bigots, the Karens, and all different stripes of phobes is what holds together this fragile coalition. Party operatives blame their internal conflicts on those who are regarded as the oppressors and pit Americans against one another. And the terms differ, but they serve the same purpose, because they're designating a scapegoat as a regime-approved target. And if you fall into one of the several oppressor identity categories, but align with the left, you're offered the opportunity to prove yourself, but never to absolve yourself. But you do get to prove you're a dutiful ally through ritualistic self-degradation. And if they're servile enough, they might even get promoted to the rank of co-conspirator, delaying their inevitable designation as scapegoats until their expediency runs dry. The grand irony is, of course, that none of these collectives wield significant power, aren't they? They're openly maligned by the ruling class. And nevertheless, we're constantly told that America and her institutions are engaging in organized oppression on a mass scale. In the left's worldview, our institutions enforce the patriarchy and the gender binary, all while they're governed by white supremacy. It's a self-defeating argument when you realize that it is these very power structures that pay diversity consultants their exorbitant fees. They fund the gay parades, the pride parades, push transgenderism, and adopt discriminatory affirmative action policy. So, you have to note that the right's gripe should be with all these hostile institutions, not the everyday Americans who are influenced by them, to the detriment of all. We're going to continue with this when we get back. This is the important thing about this is to understand this. The left is not the majority. It is not the majority. Freedom is the majority. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has signed a bill designed to speed up the process of getting U.S. military aid to Ukraine. The bipartisan measure also expands Biden's authority to expedite agreements with Ukraine and other Eastern European nations. The president did not take questions from reporters during a brief Oval Office signing ceremony. Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers says a suspected arson at a pro-life office is a horrible incident. Speaking at a groundbreaking ceremony, Evers called called for arrests in the fire at the Wisconsin Family Action Office over the weekend. Wall Street is extending its steep sell-off. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 653 points to close at 32,245, the S&P falling 132 points, and the NASDAQ dropping 521. USA Radio News. The world is watching Russian President Vladimir Putin today as Russia celebrates Victory Day.
The Victory Day parade refers to the annual military parade of the Russian Armed Forces on Moscow's Red Square. Monday's celebration on the World War II victory had some shades of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin speaking via a translator.
Those who defeated the Nazis showed us an example of heroism for all eternity. This was a generation of victors, and we shall always look up to them. Glory to our great armed forces. For Russia, for victory. Hurrah!
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Former President Trump is in Dallas Monday for a private fundraiser. It's the first of two trips to Texas this month. The former president's event tonight is dubbed Countdown to the Majority. Later this month, Trump will headline a public rally in Austin. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. I was just talking about how loose this alliance is that is the left. And when you look at it, it is quite precarious. It is not the most balanced thing. And one of the things you can figure out by looking at it is just you could ask a few simple questions, and that would be quite eye-opening. You can expose the incongruity of this left-wing coalition by merely asking questions that highlight the absurdity of the progressive bloc. Like, you know, ethical inquiries about abortion or transgenderism among Democrat-aligned Muslims. Or ask Austin tech workers why they support H-1B visa programs that threaten their job security. Ask progressive white women if they truly believe that they and their white peers will be able to maintain their rapidly deteriorating status among the oppressed and the immunity that comes with it. Question the radical feminists who rage against this toxic masculinity, asking why they support mass immigration from highly patriarchal Islamic countries. Or ask a Seattle communist what the appropriate tax rate is for the millionaire who funded the neoliberal candidate who he ended up voting for. This has to be done without trafficking in the same dangerous divisiveness the left used in their ascent to power, without engaging in scapegoating ourselves. The goal is not to weaponize the coalition's parts against itself, Because the coalition isn't the problem, it's the institutions that sought to bind their base together by haphazardly casting blame on entire collectives. If it were done correctly, this kind of approach would offer much-needed nuance and obstruct the woke regime's attempt at fostering conflict, and would also expose how Democrat apparatchiks and their co-conspirators across the sectors have taken advantage of their constituency while they constructed it, weaponizing identities in the cynical power game. And it's a necessary step to ensure that whatever unity our country attains is based on a healthy, sustainable foundation, not institutionally manufactured disdain for the regions or the regime scapegoats. Now, another little lesson that we could follow. We could look at a state senator out of Michigan, Mallory McMorrow. She had an attack on a fellow legislator. It cheered her party base up, but it is a formula for disaster. Because they're going to double down based upon this loose. And they're always looking for figureheads. So overnight, Democratic State Senator Mallory McMorrow is the toast of the leftist Twitter, as well as the subject of laudatory segments on late-night comedy shows and the recipient of a congratulatory phone call from Joe Biden himself. And the reason for her newfound celebrity was a speech she gave on the floor of the Michigan State Senate in which she tore into a Republican colleague, State Senator Lana Thiess, for sending a fundraising email where she referred to Democrats who back-teaching critical race theory and transgender ideology in schools as groomers. There's quite the viral video out there about this right now. And she doesn't so much refute the charge as she sought to flip the narrative. She said, "I want every child in the state to feel seen, heard, and supported, not marginalized and targeted because they're not straight, white, and Christian." Now, if you're a leftist, this little five-minute speech is, you know, a bracing example of a Democrat fully embracing wokeness rather than downplaying or denying it. And instead of dodging charges of being tied to extreme education policies like CRT and transgender ideology in elementary schools, she chose to tie her party to them. And moreover, although the cultural establishment has been demonizing conservatives and Republicans as racist and bigots nonstop for many years, with the practice becoming standard political operating procedure in the Trump era, many on the left are under the delusion that their side plays nice while the right fights dirty. So in the eyes of McMorrow, in their eyes, she is a rare heroine prepared to stand up to the onslaught from the right. And this inspired some of the chatter in class to proclaim her as an example to be followed. The Washington Post's Greg Sargent thinks her speech provides proof that Democrats ought to reject the advice of more moderate members of their party, singling out former Clinton advisor James Carville, who has said wokeness is a problem for Democrats, and we all know that. So instead of distancing themselves from their party's radicals and their race and sexual obsessions, Sargent, says McMorrow, shows her takedown requires a wokeness rethink. Fellow WALPO leftist Jonathan Capehart also chimed in to write the state senator's stand means that white Democrats shouldn't let her fight bigotry alone, which is his and the rest of the mainstream media's way of characterizing her defense of radical practice. They would normalize allowing children to identify as the opposite sex and even receive life-altering medical treatments without notifying their parents. And this all makes sense as a form of group therapy for Democrats dealing with feelings of sadness and depression because they're facing the prospect of being wiped out because of the failures at home and abroad. It's also exactly the kind of pep talk that the leftist base wants their failing politicians to hear. They want them to listen to members of the chattering classes who believe in focusing on January the 6th and the so-called faux erection. But their problem is that Carville is right. The idea that Democrats can succeed by doubling down on unpopular and insane policy by everybody who opposes them as a racist makes zero sense. The polls, as well as the evidence of last fall's election in Virginia, show that Democrats are going to pay a heavy price for letting Biden and the rest of their party be hijacked by the hard left and the toxic idea that they bring with them. The groomer epithet to which McMorrow took umbrage is a conservative riposte or leftist critique of a Florida law passed by Republicans in which they banned the discussion of CRT and transgender doctrines in grades K through 3. So McMorrow's not so much giving heart to Democrats, sending them on a suicide mission. The Times has compared her to Wendy Davis, the Texas legislator who got a similar dose of 15 minutes of fame for filibustering an anti-abortion law. Davis hasn't won an election in a red state like Texas since her filibuster, but the Times thinks things like that might be different for McMorrow in a purple state like Michigan. Yet if they're going to remain competitive in Michigan or anywhere else other than a deep blue state, they got to learn the lesson of Virginia and throw off any association with woke. Standing up against parental rights and for the idea of small children transitioning or inculcating racist ideas about white privileges in the schools may win McMorrow plaudits for people like Jimmy Kimmel. But because I guess they didn't get the memo or something. I don't know. But whatever it is, right now voters are sick of wokeness. They're sick of cancel culture. They're sick of the false accusations of racism and bigotry. And the more sick America becomes of it, the more they seem to double down on it. And this is what's going to lead to this absolute wipeout come November. So by all means, follow this lady on that suicide mission. My encouragement anyway. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. others, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
On the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. All right, then. We get this coming from the desk of David Kodry. ATF is in turmoil as top black director demoted. Biden pushes second white man for top job. This according to Washington Secrets documents. Report said that acting director Marvin Richardson, the highest ranking black man at the agency, who had 30 years of experience with ATF, announced Monday he's being shoved aside by the White House. Biden last week chose a white lawyer to head the sprawling law enforcement agency after his first pick, another white male, bowed out under pressure. Stephen Gutkowski of The Reload broke the story, noting even bureau insiders were taken by surprise. The news that he was being replaced came as a shock to most of us within the agency, one ATF official who was not authorized to speak publicly told The Reload. The move follows a recent New York Times article featuring complaints from gun control activists, which labeled Richardson as industry-friendly subordinate pumping the brakes on President Biden's aggressive gun control initiatives, according to Stephen Gutkowski. That article is paywalled, but Tick of the Wire gives a glimpse of the elite special interest power brought to bear to demand sweeping Richardson aside. John Feinblatt, the president of Everytown for Gun Safety, said ATF needs a top-to-bottom overhaul. That starts with the administration making sure the agency has resources and leadership it needs to regulate an industry that has consistently prioritized profits over public safety. So, in other words, because Richardson didn't move fast enough to impose demanded infringements, he's got to go. Feinblatt couches that in terms of inadequate leaderships. So, in other words, Feinblatt just called Richardson incompetent. So, what is it? What is it about Michael Bloomberg and those that he bankrolls insisting that minorities can't handle full enfranchisement? How else would you characterize someone who wants special rules to apply for their right to keep and bear arms? And how is this not the very definition of racism? What's surprising in all of this is how the white progressive left gives outrage like outrages like this a pass. It's curious how their exploitation of phrases like systemic racism and accusations of white supremacy hurled at political opponents are really just agenda-advancing spears intended to agitate low-information followers. In truth, the most profound effect of so many of the common-sense gun safety laws they demand, like repealing the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act to gun manufacturers, will most impact the ability of the less affluent to buy them. Now, the key word in economic discrimination is discrimination. From T. Marcus Funk's essay, Gun Control and Economic Discrimination, Melting Point, Case in Point. And we get this. Keeping arms away from blacks has always been an issue. In fact, the first ever mention of blacks in Virginia laws was a 1644 provision barring free blacks from owning firearms. A National Institute of Justice study found that the people most likely to be deterred from acquiring a handgun by exceptionally high prices or by the non-availability of certain kinds of handguns are poor people who have decided they need a gun to protect themselves against the felons, but who find that the cheapest gun in the market costs more than they can afford to pay. What about all this talk about equity? You would think with all of this talk about equity, more angrily outspoken members of the Congressional Black Caucus, like Maxine Waters and Sheila Jackson Lee, would be demanding full firearm enfranchisement for their constituents. Ditto for Black Lives Matter, but instead we get crickets. That they haven't, that they ignore the lessons of history, including from within their own lifetimes, as exemplified by civil rights icons like Robert Hicks and the Deacons for Defense and Justice, and talk about black history that ought to be taught in schools, shows their priorities are very different from what they say they are. And it is actually so very unrealistic to think that they're going to climb aboard the Second Amendment bandwagon. It's just not going to happen. Because they're commies, after all. It may be possible to get them to protest the Biden administration's humiliating dissing of Marvin Richardson to favor pudgy white yes men, Steve Dettelbach. And in that article, it's not looking very good for Republicans to be able to muster enough opposition to prevent his confirmation. Maybe not on their own. So why don't we publicly ask the CBC and BLM while they're standing down for this shabby treatment of one of their own and dare them to do something about it? After all, Obama appointed B. Todd Jones. What's the problem with if you don't vote for me, you ain't black, Biden? And of course, no, naming Richardson instead of Dumbledore won't buy anything for gun owners outside of another very public Biden stumble. But, you know, it'd be nice to try to find a path to stretch things past the midterms, even when, if things go as everyone is hoping, assuming the Republicans don't blow it, we'll be able to call in some markers. That's it. We're going to have to call in those markers and make them count. Got to make them count. Let's see something here. Here's a question for you before we run out of time. What if we could hold politicians financially responsible? California politicians are abusing their legislative authority to draft political reprisal bills. Left Coast lawmakers want to pass a law allowing the state attorney general, city or county attorneys, or anyone regardless of whether they suffered harm, to sue the maker or seller of a firearm that was illegally used to inflict harm. This is something Gavin Newsom called for and one that Democratic State Senator Robert Hertzberg was glad to deliver with SB 1327. It specifically targets precursor parts used to build personally made firearms, you know, ghost guns, and modern sporting rifles along with 50 caliber rifles, both of which are already banned in California. Already banned, and they're going after him anyway. Governor Newsom admitted this legislation was a form of political reprisal. And it attempts to open the floodgates against the firearm industry simply because he despises the industry that provides the means for law-abiding citizens to exercise their Second Amendment right and defend themselves. And the frustrating part here is that Newsom and his gun control allies in the legislature are openly mocking their own voters. They use the authority granted to them by voters to abuse the legislative process to score cheap political points with their special interest gun control donors. And they know they can get away with it, too. Elected officials operate under qualified immunity that protects them from civil lawsuits. But what if the victims could sue Newsom or even President Biden for failing to enforce the laws that protect communities? That is a relevant question. But we're going to see. We're going to see how this plays. Right now in Los Angeles and in San Francisco, they are recalling the district attorneys there because they are facing accountability. Because while they aren't able to sue them, they are going to try to kick them out of a job. Recently, convicted gang member Luis Angel Hernandez bragged he was going to have George Gascon's name tattooed to his face for his lenient sentencing policy, because he was charged with shooting and killing a delivery driver in a 2018 armed robbery. Well, it's not nearly so bad for that guy, so he's going to get a tattoo. Back again in 21 hours, as usual. Tomorrow, I think we will be joined by, Super Dave, Dan Zimmerman, Dean Weingarten. Should be a good day to be locking and loading. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.